Well, we spoke to the director of the Rome office of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, Kishore Jayabalan. He told Charles Collins what the G20 leaders need to do and not to do to help solve the financial crisis.
Over the longer term, what will probably happen and needs to happen is that the surplus countries, so countries like China, Germany, and Japan that save a lot of money, need to find ways to increase their domestic demand, while deficit countries, so the UK and US and Spain, need to find ways to save more money. And that's a correction of an imbalance that exists within the global system. Now, the real problem, and this is something that the Pope himself has addressed in his letter to Gordon Brown on the eve of the summit, is ethics. The ethical element needs to be something internal to economics. So that means something not coming necessarily from the government.
What do you think is the greatest danger that might come from the decisions being made by the leaders of the G20?
One of the greatest dangers is just more central planning. One of the root causes of this crisis that everybody realizes is that there was a well-intentioned desire by many governments to increase home ownership, which meant putting people in homes who probably should have been renting homes instead of buying homes. This led to, of course, a housing bubble. And this is something that well-intentioned policies can often have negative consequences. We're going to see this now in a lot of other private sector activities.